Welcome to Podcast Ed, the podcast of reimaginedonline.org, covering the stories in the new world of public education. On this episode, Reimagined senior writer Lisa Bowie talks to scholarship parent Renee Field of St. Petersburg. A busy, working full-time mom with four children, three boys and one girl, Renee tells her family's story about moving from Colorado to Florida in 2020, looking for the best education environment for their three boys, and finding it at St. John Vianney Catholic School in St. Pete Beach, through the help of the Family Empowerment Scholarship. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the episode.
Good morning. Today I have with me Renee Field, and Renee is a busy full-time mom along with a contracts compliance manager for a defense contractor. So welcome to the program, Renee. Glad you found time for your busy schedule to spend a little while with us.
Thank you, Lisa. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about yourself, your husband and your kids. Names, ages, and what grades they're in and what their interests are.
So I'm married to my husband. His name is Rob. We recently celebrated our 13th wedding anniversary. And we have four children, three boys and a girl. My oldest, his name is Caden. He's 11. He'll be 12 soon in January. And he's very much into sports. He's very athletic. He has been from a young age. He's also a gifted artist. He's really got an eye for drawing and coloring. And he loves reptiles. Those are his loves. My second son, his name is Kieran. And Kieran is 9. He is very outgoing and probably the most ambitious kid that I know. And of course, I'm biased. He's the first volunteer for everything. He is just excited about life. And he has a thing about different hats. He loves to wear hats. That kind of is his, I would say, trademark. He's a sweet boy. Then I have my 6-year-old who's in kindergarten. His name is Tristan. And he's a sweet little boy, too. He's very, very cute right now. Just that little kindergartner age, you know, they're just all smiles and everything is exciting to them. He is also an accomplished artist. His skills have really grown recently. He's just started drawing and coloring. And I just kind of look over and I go, wow, you're really good at that, Tristan. So, and he loves dragons and dinosaurs. That's kind of those are his favorite things right now. My last child and our final child to complete our circle is our daughter, Bellamy. And she's 3. She just turned 3 in October. She goes to a nursery school here in St. Pete. And she's kind of larger than life right now, which is probably typical for most families, you know, with that younger child in the mix. They tend to run the show, and she's just got a lot to say. The wonderful thing is her brothers absolutely just admire and adore her. So they are always just so excited to see her and play with her and keep her happy. So we have a beautiful, well-rounded family, and I thank the Lord every day. We are very blessed.
Where your school age boys are attending school?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. They're going to a Catholic school here in St. Petersburg. It's called St. John Vianney. They're over on St. Pete Beach.
And like a lot of us, myself included, you're not native to Florida. When did you move to the Sunshine State, and what brought you here?
Well, we moved at the very end of May, beginning of June of 2020. I just I woke up one day in April. We were living in Colorado. We had been there for about 5 years. And I woke up and I said, you know, it's time to move to Florida. I felt that things might go on a little longer than we were told when it came to COVID. You know, I thought this could really go on for a while. And we didn't have any family in Colorado. And that was weighing on me, not really knowing what the future held, feeling uncertain about being alone. We were working from home. The schools were shut down. It felt wrong. And we had family in Florida, and it had always been a dream of mine to come and live in Florida, especially on the Gulf Coast. That's where we would vacation when I was a child. And so just the thought of coming to Florida for the sunshine and really the freedom to choose, you know, kind of how we wanted to live our lives as well. Things were a little bit tighter in Colorado than they were in and currently are in Florida. And that appealed to me.
Now, were your boys in Colorado during 2020, you said the schools were shut down, were they forced to do remote education?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what was that like for them?
Well, it was total chaos. And they really didn't like it at all. And who would? You know, they missed their friends. They missed their routine. They missed their teachers. It was just kind of overwhelming and challenging to have enough electronic devices, you know, to get everybody kind of doing their schoolwork online for their classes. Just even the process of having to like register and get ourselves on the platforms that they had to scramble, obviously, to come up with to do something online was overwhelming and difficult. So we definitely knew we did not want to continue to do that going forward.
Now, you mentioned the choices in Florida was one of the reasons you decided to head south.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know at the time about the state scholarship programs?
We had no idea. We did not know about that. And we really didn't know a lot about the schools in general, the way that they were rated, how they were put together, public versus private. We had no notion of how we were going to get our children a quality education based on where we thought we wanted to live.
Did you know that the schools were open to in-person instruction, unlike Colorado? Was that a reason?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That was a very strong factor in us, my husband and I, agreeing that we should move, is knowing that if we come to Florida, our children can attend in person.
Now, when you moved, did your kids start out at St. John VNA, or did they start out at another school?
They started out at St. John's.
Mm-hmm. And how did you come to choose St. John's?
Well, I'm going to give my husband all the credit on this one. So when we moved here, it was the beginning of the summer, and we were just, you know, trying to get stuff moved out of our moving van into a storage and trying to figure out, you know, where are we going to live? We still need to sell our home. And, oh, by the way, we need to put our children in school. And so we started looking online, you know, how are the schools rated? What are we going to do? We came to find that a lot of the public schools were very low rated. And I'm talking about, you know, online public forums where people just give grades or comments. And we were kind of disappointed. We came from a very highly rated school district in Colorado, and we're like, well, gee, what are we going to do? We don't want to put them in a poorly rated public school. That would not be advantageous for them. And so my husband said, you know, I'm Catholic, and there have got to be some Catholic schools around here the education will be sound, and usually they're willing to work with you when it comes to tuition, because they really want your children to attend. I said, okay, all right, well, let's see what you come up with. And he found St. John VNA, and he went and spoke to the administrators in the office, and they obviously had a tuition fee, but they were willing to work with us. And what we ended up paying versus what it cost for us was, okay, this is a change. You know, we're not used to investing in the primary years, you know, in education, but we feel it's necessary. So we're going to go forward and we're going to do this. And so that's how we landed at St. John's.
Okay. And how did you find out about the state scholarship program?
Well, as the first school year here came to a close, we started thinking about, well, what are we going to do for the coming school year? Do we want to continue with St. John's? Can we afford the tuition, even at a discounted rate? It's tight for us because I am the full-time income earner in our household. My husband left his job in Colorado so we could move here, and he's been helping us get acclimated, get moved in. We have lots of ongoing projects going on our home, and he's a wonderful project manager, but we only have one income. So, you know, it started to just dawn on us that we needed to consider if we could continue to afford the tuition for our boys. And last year, our youngest was in the VPK program, so that was subsidized. This year, we would be taking on all three of them at the discounted tuition rate, whatever they were willing to do for us. There's this wonderful admin in their office. She actually said, okay, this year, Field family, you have to go through the financial aid process, the official one. And we're like, what's that? And she said, well, it's a way of documenting your financial situation and finding out if you qualify for any scholarships. The administration at the school really wanted us to go through the formal process and not an informal one where we just negotiated. And so my husband said, okay, we'll do it. And honestly, we didn't expect anything to come of it. We didn't think we would qualify for anything. We just thought we were going through the motions. And it was just the oddest thing. One day he came to me towards the end of the summer, and he's like, I finally got through the whole financial aid process, and the school called, and we got a scholarship for all three boys. And so that's how we found out about Step Up. It was just, we just kind of stumbled into it, to be honest. So, and I would like to add that, you know, we ended up being able to qualify because Governor DeSantis worked with our legislators, and they increased the threshold, you know, for how much a family income could be, you know, to qualify. Because if he had not raised the threshold, we would not have qualified.
Yeah, that helped a lot of families when that happened. There were a lot of them who were just barely above the threshold too, who got shut out in prior years, and it really opened a lot of doors for people. So
it truly did. While we were going through the financial aid process, I don't want to say we were skeptical, but we just felt like it wasn't really a reality for us. We didn't have an awareness of this increased threshold, and so we were looking around at the charter schools. We were applying, you know, just to see if we could get into any of the public schools that the fundamentals. We were applying to the fundamentals, which only operate by lottery. We were just praying that we could get something where we could keep all the boys together, but it wouldn't cost us, you know, as much money, because we need all that income just to live our lives, you know.
I'm sure St. John's is happy that you all get to keep the boys there. What about St. John's? What about the school works for them?
St. John's is a lovely little school. Honestly, it's a great little gem. First of all, the class sizes are small. You know, we're talking anywhere from 20 to 30 children for a grade, which is awesome. It means more time and attention for my children. It means less competition, less crowding. You know, just you can stand out more as an individual versus a larger populated school where you might just blend in. It's awesome because everybody knows everybody, you know, which can have its drawbacks, but it builds a sense of community, and it just doesn't really matter, you know, what grade a teacher might be teaching. They know who my sons are, even if they're not their teacher. And it's wonderful having that religious piece woven into their formal education, which is just, it's great because they're getting a perspective that many don't get, which is, you know, that religious underpinning. And so they have a foundation that can help them move forward in life.
How are they academically? I understand they're an IB middle years program. So Caden would be involved in that?
That's correct.
How do you like that?
Well, it's so far it's working out very well. I haven't put too much on that, you know, in terms of my eyes on that. It's just more or less something I have an awareness of. I think it will matter more as he climbs a little higher, you know, into seventh and eighth grade. Right now, it's just managing his homework and his classwork, and trying to keep good grades while he's involved in many activities.
What activities are they involved in at the school?
So it started out with volleyball this year for Caden, my 11-year-old. He actually made the volleyball team, and there was only one sixth grade spot. So that was pretty cool for him. He was very excited that he made the team. He just finished up their fall basketball program. And we're looking to, you know, kind of like the next thing. I'm not sure what that's going to be yet. He is in this phase right now where he wants to try everything, which is awesome. And my fourth grader, Kieran, has signed up to do flag football, and he's really excited for that. So they're busy. Plus, we also do like a competitive basketball league that is not associated with the school. And my daughter is in dance. And so we're kind of all over the place in terms of activities and school.
Well, that's great that they're getting that good enrichment.
Yeah.
So
we're trying. Yeah.
Well, it's all important. Overall, then, what would you say the scholarship has meant to your family? And what would it be like if you didn't have it this year?
The scholarship really means everything. I mean, I was moved to the point of tears when I found out that we got it. I can't say enough about it in terms of I was praying for a solution for our family. I want my children to have a great education in a safe environment, in a school with people that we trust and can build fellowship and community with, but also have to bear in mind, you know, our financial situation. And so as we were looking around for alternatives, fundamentals, charters, and trying to figure out how can we do this, keep our children together, put them in a safe and well-rated school, along came the scholarship. And I just felt like God really had our back and was looking out for us.